Pharmacies used to simply be a place where you could pick up your pills, and maybe a cane or a page of stamps. But these days, pharmacy services are expanding.
And the role of the pharmacist has absolutely changed.
Jennifer Burley is a patient care coordinator for Kroger Pharmacies. That means she's in charge of ensuring pharmacists administer all their procedures properly.
I think we've gone from a traditional dispensing role where we had no involvement really in the care other than giving the patient exactly what was ordered to having more responsibility where there's actually shared responsibility.
For example, Kroger now offers more preventative services such as cholesterol or blood pressure screenings, a growing trend. A recent report from consulting company Avalere Health, a DC-based firm that focuses on healthcare business and policy, found, quote, pharmacist roles have expanded to include more direct patient care, such as primary care and disease management. In Indiana, pharmacists may also, with the doctor's go-ahead, give flu shots and shots for shingles, pneumonia, and whooping cough. A new bill, which passed the state Senate and is now in the House, would add 5 more vaccinations to the list. 32 states allow pharmacists to deliver any vaccine approved by the CDC. Other states, such as Indiana, can administer a limited list of vaccinations.
But the doctor prefers this one.
But that new rule has sometimes created a tension between physicians and pharmacists.
But I like that one.
Like in this scene from Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry David asks, who's in charge?
Doctor? Pharmacist.
When does access create more issues than good is the question I think that needs to be asked.
Scott Gartenman is the director of healthcare policy at the Indiana State Medical Association. Gartenman says it's not about whether a pharmacist knows how to give a vaccine correctly. Students learn how to do that procedure in school, and every person administering vaccines needs to be certified. Rather, it's about a missed opportunity.
But if they're able to obtain these vaccines at a pharmacy, perhaps they don't go to see a physician, and something else is missed that is more pressing.
Preventative care trips are the basis of doctor-patient relationships, he says, and a la carte treatments from pharmacists just don't cut it. But pharmacists say it's not an either-or. Instead, it's this and. Purdue Pharmacy School Dean Alan Zillick says when pharmacists get more involved, the resulting care is more comprehensive and holistic. That's particularly true, he says, when it comes to the growing collaboration between doctors and pharmacists, who have begun working in cooperative teams.
We really provide an extension of that physician's care.
All sides do agree on one thing. Pharmacists are just a lot easier to get to. Practically every town has a CVS or Walgreens. In contrast, the number of general practitioners is shrinking. A recent study found 25% of Hoosiers are living in an area with a doctor shortage.
Pharmacies are much more accessible than any medical office. They're in small towns and big towns and on lots of street corners.
One can see a pharmacist without scheduling an appointment, and they're usually open outside of regular office hours.
At Kroger, you can have your prescriptions filled while you shop, so it's easy.
Indeed, there's an undeniable ease to a retail pharmacy, like the one I met Kroger's Jennifer Burley in suburban Fishers. One can pick up their Vicodin in the same place where they can buy an avocado or an umbrella.
So I think it's more of just adding that additional visit in between when they should be seeing the physicians versus necessarily taking an entire visit away.
However, if doctors want to maintain a stronghold on providing treatment, they might need to focus on becoming as easy to access as the corner pharmacy. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.